was on the airplane coming here, and I had a baby carriage that I was giving to my brother, whose wife is going to have a baby. And I have little babies. I'm 46 years old, and I have an 18-month-old and a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, in addition to an 11-year-old and a 19-year-old. So I had this baby carriage that I was bringing up because my sister-in-law is going to deliver her baby at any time. And the stewardess came up to me and said, "That baby carriage up there, is that for your granddaughter?" And I thought to myself, how could she possibly think that someone as young as I am could be a grandfather? Even though it's very possible at 46 to be a grandfather, I thought to myself, I'm 14 years old. It's not possible for her to think that I could be a grandfather. How could a 14-year-old be a grandfather? That's my perception of myself. I see myself as a little boy. I act like a little boy. And I run every day, and I play tennis at a level that I couldn't play it at when I was a younger boy. I can do virtually anything that I want to, and intend to do that my entire life. Because it isn't your form that counts. It isn't the age of your body that counts. It's whether you transcend your form, right? That's what transformation comes from. Transform. Go beyond your form, all right? You're not your body. You are your conscious awareness. You are your thoughts. You are your feelings. You are those things that are intangible that you can't get a hold of, because we've already occupied many different bodies already while we're here on this planet. I mean, I was in an 8-pound body, and I was in a body that was only 2.5 feet tall, and I was in a body that didn't have any hair on it, and then it had a whole bunch of hair on it. Then it all fell out again later on. I mean, I've been in lots of different bodies, all right? And nothing about me, not one physical cell that was in my 10-year-old body is in the body that I carry now at 46. Not one cell. All right? They've all been changed. And yet, I can remember everything about what I did when I was 10 years old. So I am not that body, which is now gone. I am the thoughts behind it. I am not a body with a soul. I'm a soul with a body. All right? And when you understand that, you're aging, you're getting older, is not the condition of your body, because you're not your body. You are thought. Thought is everything. Attitude is everything. So that getting older, having your form get older, is just one thing. But if you're transformed, if you've gone beyond your form, then you don't have to get older. It's just a way of looking at your life. And yes, your body will slow down, and yes, it won't be able to do the things that it could do at one time. But most of that is controlled by our thinking, by our attitudes. And I have a child inside of me. And I choose to think of myself, regardless of what anybody else thinks, even if a stewardess thinks that little baby carriage could be for a granddaughter, if that's what she thinks, that's just what she thinks. But if I don't think that way, and I don't think of myself as old or as getting worse or anything like that, if I see myself as the way that I think, the irony of all of this is that your body will respond in ways that are very healthful and even youthful. But if you focus just on your body, then you will notice everything about it that is changing and assess it in a way that says, I am deteriorating. But if what I am is not my body, but my thoughts, then it can never deteriorate. And you can't kill thoughts. You can't kill feelings. You can only kill form, and form dies, all right? But if you are not that form, then you know that your conscious awareness can never die. You can't change that. It just changes from one form to another form to another form. And that's the way I tend to look at it. And so I don't see any effects of my form getting older. I see every once in a while a new little wrinkle. I'll see changes that have taken place in my body. But I am not that. That is not what I am. And I see a phenomenal miracle in this whole business called life. And that doesn't have to change just because your form is growing older. It just doesn't have to. I don't, anyway, assess my value and worth as a human being based on my form, on my body. And then my body is able to stay in phenomenal shape because of the way that I think. I eat a third of what I used to eat, all right, and in total bulk in a given day. I sleep probably a third less than I used to sleep. I don't put sugar into my body except just natural from fruits and things. I don't use salt on my foods at all. These are all things that I did regularly in my life. I exercise and walk almost everywhere that I go instead of getting in a car and being driven someplace. I run 8, 10, 12 miles every single day. None of these things were ever deliberate choices that I decided I better make because my body's getting older and I have to take better care of it. They came about, they followed me as a result of being in a higher state of pure thought, a higher state of self-acceptance, of seeing myself as an important, significant human being, and living that way, and seeing other people that way, and seeing the world that way, in this more purified kind of way, more loving kind of way. All the other stuff has followed after me. It's alarming that when you unclog yourself, that your body goes right with it, and your body doesn't have to wear out nearly at the level that I once thought it had to. And I think if you keep a real strong grip on the way that you think and process your world, you will see your body getting healthier, more capable than you ever thought it would be. Even the total wearing out of your body, I think, is an attitude. I really do. Almost always, people have prepared themselves for death from the time that they know that there's such a thing. We're the only animal on our planet that does that. I mean, dogs don't go out there and prepare to die, and horses and mosquitoes and all that. They're just out there being, all right? And I've often said that we're not human doings, right? We're human beings. If we were just what we did, then somehow the term human doing would have evolved. But not, we're not. We're beings. We're beings. That means to be, all right? Not to judge, not to evaluate. And that if you don't prepare yourself for death and wearing out, and getting sick and thinking that you're going to slow down. If you don't think in those kinds of ways because you are your thoughts, then I guess your body doesn't have to wear out. I mean, it sounds like a real radical kind of notion, but the cells don't wear out. There's something in the aging process that has to do with the thoughts that we are. And once we have learned how to transcend the kinds of thoughts that prepare us for getting older and more feeble, then I believe we will have conquered the aging process.